ESPN Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Ask me why I run. Tell you why I run. Woman and a girl and a gun shotgun. That is why I run. I come home 1 minute to three. He say who and I say me. He say I got company. I say young man, that is bigger me now. That's when I began to shout. If I can't come in, she can't come out. Grass grow no more. Ask me why I run. Tell you why I run. The woman at the door had a doggone shotgun. That is why I run. Yeah, boy, I shame, boy. I was so shame I didn't even know to do myself after that. What I gonna do? Jungle us to come and put me out of my own place. Now I gotta talk to Eric and Ed for this, cause they talk with a different classification of jungle. Class one, class two, and class three.
Good yawning this morning and welcome to On the Clock and my first autobiographical feature. I bet y'all didn't know that song was about me. Ask me why I run. I used to live a different life back in the day, but joining me in studio today are two premier Bahamian artists. And what we're going to do today is we're going to pick up our conversation with Mr. C.A. Newry on Guardian Radio AM, all things Bahamiana. We're picking that up in my hour this morning, and we have in studio with us Miss Naomi Taylor, jazz artist extraordinaire, and Miss Cheryl Cartwright. Cheryl. I don't want to get her mad at me. I don't want y'all to ask me why.
You run.
I run again. And joining us via Zoom is Mr. Gifton Gillian.
Jelen.
Mr. Gifton Jelen. They're going to be joining us this morning. We're going to be exploring Bahamiana and what it means to be Bahamian. Before we get there, the song we open the show with is Ask Me Why I Run. Cheryl.
Yes.
Cartwright has covered the classic by Maureen Duvalier, and they're joining us in studio because we had to continue the conversation. We can't start talking about jazz and other art forms and why we feel like they're not included in the catalog of Bahamiana, like other art forms, and then turn around and just shut the conversation down, especially when people are willing to engage the general public on the subject. So we're opening up the show to that topic today. I've got just a little bit of housekeeping before we get there, but let me introduce my two co-hosts this morning, Mr. C.A. Newry, Mr. Mark Palmer. I see that I have two men in here, but it's three women, so I need you all to know I am the PM now in the space. But thank you very much. So let's get right into it. Our Sand Dollar Live read for the morning. This Tuesday, the 4th, and Wednesday, the 5th of July, Central Bank representatives will be giving out Sand Dollars at Super Value Cable Beach. And again on Friday, the 7th, and Saturday, the 8th, at Super Value Blue Hill Road. Show your Sand Dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. It's limited to the first 100 customers to show us their Sand Dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the Sand Dollar. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. And now for the on-the-clock Sand Dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 3 months, we will be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address or custom name to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Now, I'm going to give you the numbers to call and then throw out the first question of the day. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. The text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. 9-6. And here is the first question of the day. Again, the song we opened with is called Ask Me Why I Run by Maureen Duvalier. The question of the day is, what is Maureen Duvalier's stage name? What is her performance name? What is Maureen Duvalier's stage name?
I don't know that song.
Pardon?
I thought she's Maureen Duvalier.
I mean, that's who she is.
Yeah.
But she had another name.
Yep, she did.
She had another name, and while performing under that name, she performed, she's featured on an album with, hear this, Calypso Rose, Trinidadian phenom, Calypsonian, Miriam Makeba. Did I play the song Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes? African.
Yes, I know that.
African great vocalist, Maya Angelou. And Eloise Lewis, the Eloise Trio, Bahamian, a classic album called Calypso Madam.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Be everywhere, you know. Bahamians are everywhere, making all kinds of music with all kinds of people. And we have two of those phenomenal artists in studio with us today. So let me just throw out that question again. What is Maureen Duvalier's stage name? What name did she perform her songs under, including the song Ask Me Why I Run?
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm great, I'm great. Called to answer the trivia.
I'm ready.
Okay, is it Calypso Mama?
Yeah, it is, you correct.
Okay, awesome.
I know this voice.
You know that voice, ma'am?
And yes, she does. She's correct. She knows the voice.
Yeah. Now, so I have, this is a beautiful moment, caller. I'm going to give you the prize, right? Because the Googles told me her performance name was Calypso Mama. But the Googles also told me that her performance name was Bahama Mama.
Bahama Mama.
But the name they have on the album, Calypso Madam, under is Calypso Mama. Mama. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So she has two names.
Bahama Mama.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Cheryl, Sherelle Cartwright.
Bahama Mama.
Right. So my guest this morning, Miss Cheryl Cartwright, is today being declared as the official Maureen Duvalier historian. Why? Because she spent an amount of time with Miss Duvalier, right? Not just reading in the books and the Googles like I do, but at her feet, in her kitchen. That's more important. Mm-hmm. See, the men them be like, I sat at his feet and I learned. The woman them be like, yeah, I was in the kitchen. That's where I learned. So you gave the producer your information?
Not as yet. I can hold on for him.
Okay, producer, take that call for me. Make sure you give him your cell number so at the very least I could contact you after the show and we could clear up all the details.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
No.
Good morning to all your guests.
Now, listen, the guests.
And Naomi and the vice versa.
Yes, good morning, my dearest.
And your name is, madam?
Nicola Farrington.
And which band do you perform with?
None.
You sound like you wanted to sing us a song this morning.
No.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You as well, Naomi. Awesome.
Absolutely. Ladies, please introduce yourselves and tell the Bahamian public where we can find you performing and where we can find a catalog of your work.
Well, I'll start. I am Naomi Taylor Crawford and a longtime 32-year banker. And recently ditched my banking career to be a full-time musician. And so I perform with a band that's called the Vice Versa Trio. We perform at the Jazz Bar in Bahama, and we also recently, less than a year ago, opened a new jazz lounge. We call it the Spotlight Lounge out there in Coral Harbor area. And so that is a venture we did, not for us, but to help young aspiring musicians that want to get into the business.
Absolutely, because a venue is so important.
It is.
Right? You could...
Forgive me. I you know, I was listening to Aaron and we write notes to each other, and I know you mentioned the Spotlight Lounge, but what is it again? I'm sorry?
Spotlight Lounge is a small, very intimate lounge that we started just under a year ago. And the purpose of the lounge is to groom and mentor young musicians who want to get into the business. So we work with them, and then we give them a space to show their stuff and to go go under the spotlight.
Absolutely. I think we had a caller reference the Spotlight Lounge. And in fact, they told the country to put a spotlight on the Spotlight Lounge because there's a lot of talent being developed there. Yesterday, we talked about that. When we talked about it, though, I framed it very quickly as the DJ versus the live performer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that the impact that the DJ has on the performance space. Because a DJ can easily fill 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours of time with some records. It's work. We're not dissing mm-hmm. the DJs. I was a DJ. I curated playlists mm-hmm. tailored for the event and the people I expected to be there. But what the performance space does is magical, mm-hmm. right? And the DJ cannot replace that. Mm-hmm. It gives an opportunity for young talent to develop in the presence of performance.
Yes.
But what type of genre of music for the Spotlight Lounge? Or I could do with rap and reggae and this.
Yeah, we do a variety. You know, we don't discriminate. Music is music, and we have different people that appreciate different styles and types of music. So we like to call it a jazz lounge. Would we do anything from rake and scrape to jazz to
poetry?
Spoken word, reggae. You know, we do a variety, and what we ask our guests to do when they're performing is to do a little of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't just not going to do come and do Bahamian music. You're going to do a little jazz. You're going to do a little reggae. You're going to do a little of this and a little of that because you have a mixed audience, right?
Right. This is awesome. So back in the day when I was a young'un, I used to perform at a place called The Hub mm-hmm. in town. And The Hub hosted two events. One was an open mic event moderated, hosted by Nadine Brown and Chris from The Spot.
I remember.
And then Mixed Nuts. And both of those events were premised on the very same idea. You got to be, if not performing, you have to be exposed to a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
And being an improv comedian, right? In improv, we love hecklers. You come to heckle and I can pay you mm-hmm. afterwards mm-hmm. because that's material. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In this space now, when you have all of these different performances going on, that same improv spirit takes root. So you will hear musicians mm-hmm. talking about performances, and they'll say, listen, I was backstage, and I heard that boy pick up that trumpet and start playing that melody, and I knew I had to do something extra special, right? And that motivates them in that moment behind the stage. Mm-hmm. To redesign, recreate.
That's right.
Right? And just push out pure kinetic energy.
Yep.
Spotlight Lounge, a space. Mm-hmm. I didn't bring you all here to talk about these young people, you know. But I'm so glad that a major portion of your work is supporting the growth of the field, the growth of your craft holistically by providing
it's
a space.
It's badly needed, Erin. It's badly needed. We don't do enough of it. And if we could each musician, each singer, each instrumentalist can just take one person and groom that person, mm-hmm. we would have a different industry today. But we're so, you know, we've become so self-centered and it's so competitive,
yes.
unfortunately, that we kind of look out for ourselves and our next gig rather than, you know, working together as a right. unit.
And so
where do we find you? If we want to come down, when you perform, where are you?
So the Spotlight Lounge is located right off the Coral Harbour roundabout on Adelaide Road. After you exit the roundabout, we're the sixth building as you turn onto Adelaide Road, not Adelaide Village, Adelaide Road. It's in a little triplex. You would never believe what's behind that door. It's a black door, and when you walk in there, everybody says, wow, that is mm-hmm. the first impression that they get when they walk through the door. But we're open Wednesdays to Sunday. 7 to 12, and each night we feature a live band. Each mm-hmm. night we feature a different live band, some new and some not so new, but it's to get musicians working together and collaborating.
Right, because the whole theme of the show today is that we'd be a stronger Bahamas if we approach defining who we are from an inclusive perspective and not an exclusive perspective.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, I know we have a guest on the Zoom room. Gifton, you there? Okay, Gifton is on his way in. We had another guest jump into studio. Madam, grab the mic and introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elena Munnings. My stage name is Elena Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a young musician.
Wow.
With a beautiful, huge passion for music.
Awesome.
Thank you, thank you. And I need you to speak right into the mic for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're a jazz musician also?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what other forms, what other genres do you have in your catalog?
Now, I've dabbled a little into Bahamian music. I've done jazz. I've done soul. Oh, soul is my favorite because I love me a good Etta James. And I've been into pop because I was in a Bahamian all-girl group.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And that I think that's the only ones that I've been into. Also, gospel.
Yeah.
I have about 4 gospel medleys that I've done with Minister Scott Keys, mm-hmm. you guys know
yes,
him,
absolutely.
And Jeffrey Stirrup,
mm-hmm.
Also Jeff. Mr. Lee Callender, God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. He was my vocal coach for years.
Yes.
He made
was
my
as well.
Voice.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
So I want to know if she's familiar with the young lady, actually.
I am just looking at her, and I'm like, you know, this, and this is why what we do
yes.
is so amazing, and we could never get bored. Every single day we meet somebody like this who we've not met before, and we're like, Nasser is so smart. No.
And
but that's
so
a special thing. That's
the
a special
lounge,
thing about it.
Open
yes.
mic night at the Spotlight
okay.
Lounge.
And it's
lounge
not,
tomorrow,
not so much open
o'clock.
Mic, it's talent night.
Talent night.
Right? So
right.
it's not a karaoke. We're looking for serious people who want to excel in the industry, grow, learn, and be groomed.
Okay, I'm gonna pop in.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Without a doubt. I mean, I'm gonna pop into the audience side of the room. Obviously.
No, we're gonna call you up.
Yeah. I could sing, you know.
Don't ask China.
No, I could sing and I could tell a joke. I bothered that. Have you felt like people made you to feel like you're not a real musician because you don't play Bahamian music?
No, I've never felt that type of way in the industry. I feel like for the most part, everybody has been really inclusive and really loving to see somebody, when I started as young as me,
yeah.
Actually be in the industry and trying to achieve so many different things. Because like I said, I was in an all-girl group.
Mm-hmm.
And we had music video on top of music video. We created an album. Shout out to Mr. Cello Martin. He is our producer.
Okay.
And I say he's always my producer. But no, I've never felt neglected in the music industry.
Because you didn't want to sing.
Because I want to stay in one genre or the next other than strictly Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Bahamian artists are open to collaboration and fusion across genres?
Very much so. Very much so. I got the chance to meet with Sweet Emily one time, and it was beautiful, man, the way she just accepted
she is that way.
Oh, she's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
lady. The
Shout
way
out
she
to her.
Accepted my style of music,
mm-hmm.
and then she was like, well, this is what I do. You sure you don't want to try? And I say, sure, man, let me give it a try. So let children laugh and play, bring back the good old days. And she say, hold on now. I like how you sound on that. You
yes.
might have to revamp that.
Yes. But listen, I got to call her on the line. I can put the pressure on you. I got to call her on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
A pleasant good morning, Miss Green, again, and your guest.
Good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
Right here, ma'am. You know, I wanted to say something. Freddie Munnings Jr. is constantly for years been begging for governments, successive governments, to try in some way bring back Bahamian artists
mm-hmm.
to the scene, especially during this time when we talk so much about tourism,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
where tourists have nowhere to go to see Bahamian artists,
mm-hmm.
where they try to keep the tourists in the hotels or on the boat and only let them off to go down Bay Street to buy a T-shirt or a gold chain. And for years, a guy named Kendall DeMeritt called me and asked me something before he made a mistake. We have a gentleman in this country by the name of Duke Errol Strawn,
mm-hmm.
the great Duke,
mm-hmm.
who when the young PFPs like Pinder and them were coming up and was nightclubbing, these guys like Freddie Munnings Sr., King Eric,
Peanuts Taylor,
Duke Strawn, who is still living up on Soldier Road his life,
mm-hmm.
So in 25 years of Pinland's rule, he was never honored. Wow. He was not honored till Mr. Hubert Ingraham came and Duke Errol Strawn got the MBE award from the Queen. And many of our golden oldie people that you heard of and love so much, Miss Green, for some reason, we honor people that we hardly ever know what they did. And don't honor those that did so much for this country and for our different cultural events.
Truth.
Like Junkanoo and this and that. But we honor young people who wasn't even born when our flag went up the first time.
I get you. Now, Sparky, let's not have a war of the generations, because I really...
No, it's not to be a war of the generations.
Good.
It's about honoring those who deserve it.
Yeah.
And didn't get it because they didn't belong to this party or the next party, or because they didn't belong to this organization and that organization or this church or that church.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we notice even sometimes we push one particular issue and I always wonder why.
Yeah.
We push Christianity down the throats. We always push one religion down the guts and the brains of the Bahamian people when there are other religions right here in this country.
Thank you.
That deserve to be heard on this radio too.
Yes,
have a
good
day.
Thank you for the message of inclusivity, Sparky. And I'm mad at Sparky because Sparky has to cheerlead for his generation. In fact, that's Sparky's duty. Sparky's duty is to ensure that the things that he thinks and his generation thinks are important are entrenched in the souls of the collective. That's his role. It's my role to tell young people like my guests over here, don't think you could be outshining old birds like me.
Aaron,
I can throw in the morning like all the birds.
Aaron, I want to speak to that for a second.
Because yes, ma'am.
When you mentioned Freddie is actually my partner in this, the partner of my husband and I in this business,
okay.
The Spotlight. But, you know, when we are stalwarts and those persons that are there in the trenches to make this music happen and to keep this music at the forefront, we do our country a disservice.
Yes.
We do our country a disservice. And I think the government, yes, the government has failed, but we don't have to wait on the government to recognize these people who have, you know, built this industry.
And don't expect, like, I'm not blaming the government. I see what it is. It is a monolith. It's a big, big machine. It can only do what is expedient to its agenda. Like you say, we're not bashing them. We on the side of them, not even without them. I don't even want that type of language.
Mm-hmm.
You build it. Just keep building it. We don't have to rely on them.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they will recognize it because they have no other choice but to recognize it, right? But because the point that Sparky's making, because of that, the political class is exclusionary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's shift the focus.
Yes.
Create us inclusive.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I got two more callers on the line. Producer, let's take these callers and I got to go to a break. I got to introduce a new question, the second question of the day, and I got to get more into my guests and I need them. You got to, ma'am, you got to go?
Shortly, quarter to. Okay. 10 minutes.
Okay, cool, cool. And we got to get more out of Miss Taylor before she has to leave for the day. Good morning, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not bad. You know, I like to encourage the jazz musician on your show, you know, because...
All three of them.
Yes, all three of them. You know, because jazz is our Africanness, you know. All of our great musicians that did the calypso and the rake and scrape and bang, they were jazz musicians. We grew up on jazz. All of the what you call it, the clubs, the drum beat and the cat and the fiddles, they were jazz musicians. They were jazz musicians from all over the Caribbean. You go to Cuba, as much as Tulsa music they got a jazz foundation. You got Cuban jazz. We got Bahamian jazz. You know what I'm saying? I got a brother that played with Jay and every band and popular band in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
They played in the Settlers Pub one time ago. They played jazz in Nassau Beach. You understand? I feel like young musicians today, they're playing the Junkanoo. They got the music in their hand, the instruments in their hand. It's time that we teach them the foundation of African, what Africans did to music, the instrumental part of the music. and put that foundation with this jazz. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we, the better musician are the jazz musician. I'm sure that your guests can tell you that. To be a jazz musician,
it takes
you
a certain discipline.
Thank you.
But and thank you. No. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. See my voice, caller? What you said is so correct. Foundation. Jazz is foundational. We have created this category, right? Like, it's not Bahamian music. It's so separate. But what you learn from experience is all the musicians, they learn jazz and church music. And that's the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
And if you find a musician in the Bahamas worth their salt, they can easily transition to go. I'm talking about like Shine, who we had on the show, My Bahamas, he just released. Church, jazz, Defense Force pop band, Defense Force band, right? And now he's world-class musician. It is, jazz is the foundation. I see we get another caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Good. I'm good, man. I was remiss in not mentioning before, but I just wanted to call back and really give kudos to Naomi, husband Clinton, and Mr. Munnings.
Mm-hmm.
They are a top-notch band. I give them A++++. You know,
yeah.
I've told her this as well, but
they're
really good. And I would just say to your audience, if they have not experienced them, they need to go and listen.
Thank you.
And she was so correct in talking about the Spotlight Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went there and I was blown away. It's, awesome place to go. The atmosphere is excellent. The food is excellent. And the bands that they feature, they're top of the line. When I went, you know, I cannot remember the name of the group, but they were, I mean, literally. So I would recommend your audience, if they have not been, go and visit. And if you get a chance to listen to the Vice Versa band, go.
Absolutely.
It's an experience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Producer, let's go to this next caller, and then we will go to a break. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning to your distinguished guests and your co-host.
Yes, sir.
Naomi Crawford and Clinton Crawford are prophets, and they are committed to the development of entertainment in this country. And I think they need to be applauded, not only by the government, but by the entire country, because what they are doing is causing the protection, if you will, and the preservation of our art, music, and entertainment, which in fact is tourism. And the fact that they choose to do it outside hell, but in an area where the people are, almost out to Adelaide, as she said, I think it's commendable. They invited me to participate, and I immediately, but they are the brains behind it. They are the operators. I play a very small part in trying to assist where I can. Secondly, Bahama Mama was the name
exactly.
that was used by the artist Maureen
exactly.
Duvalier. The name was given to her by my dad when she worked at the Capitol as a teenager.
Now, Mr. Munnings, I can accept that. I could tell you what the Googles tell me, and then I'm going to tell y'all, get the history documented. Get it documented in a way that is easily accessible.
Yes.
When I do the research for my show, I put myself in the position of a high schooler that has a limited amount of time to pull together information for their project. And I have to say that it is extremely difficult. I came up with both names, but there was no singular space that could tell me the verified Bahamian history knowledge.
You are absolutely correct, Ms. Green. And let me just add to what you are saying. For the last 30 years of my life, and prior to me, my father's life, we have been agitating for us to include the history of our people in our schools. We still have chosen not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a subject for another day. However, you know that I'm a member of the National Heroes Committee, and for 25 years, we have advocated to include our history in our schools.
Absolutely.
So my third point is this. In the Bahamas, we have the stop this one-dimensional foolishness of trying to make everybody what they say is a Bahamian artist.
Exactly.
What is a Bahamian artist?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We are artists. We
Period.
Can do anything that we wish to do with our art and our gift.
Mm-hmm.
If we choose to do rake and scrape
mm-hmm.
or junkanoo, which rake and scrape is not originally Bahamian, by the way. It was mm-hmm. a name given to the music by Charles in the 60s, I believe, when he was doing something called the Bahamian Show, which emanated from the Lion's Den, which was a revised version of the Ghana Room at the Captain Phil nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
My point is this. Stop making us one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Stop making us one-dimensional. Music is universal.
Exactly.
When I trained as a classic artist
mm-hmm.
using the bel canto method. That doesn't mean that I have to sing opera or classic music.
Mm-hmm.
It just taught me the rudiments to understand what the vocal abilities were and train my natural gift.
Mm-hmm.
When my father studied, he went to Boston Conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
He was a trained musician.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not only Gombe music,
mm-hmm.
he did all forms of music.
Genres.
So we need to stop making our artists one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
We need to listen because this is a wonderful opportunity for Naomi and Ms. Cartwright and your other panelists to speak, especially the young man, Gifton. He
yes,
is an
sir.
Incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much.
Respect his art.
Yep.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me fuss, and thank you for putting the fussing spirit in me. Because this is what we need. This is how you develop your, this is how you burn your kinetic
That's
energy.
Right. Yep.
We got to go to a break. Gifton, on the other side of the break, we're going to get right to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want the producer to play a song for me. I want you all to hear this song. It's Bahamian. It's definitely Bahamian. It ain't nothing but Bahamian. Producer, take us to a break. You're on the clock. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell me anything. Can't tell you anything. I know you made me feel the same. We got with others, yeah, we stayed till I had my heart persuaded. Yes, you made it clear there's no one else. Can't tell me nothing.
I've been everywhere.
Today's Uniform Center, we've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Cheney's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Cheney's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales at Cheney's.com.
Everywhere.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM Smart Talk all day.
Bahamas Games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Wanna lose this too? Can't tell you anything. I had a feeling you knew. Please give me something. Why don't we work things through? We have
good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Now that song is called Special Passion by Richie and Ali and Rose. I know when you all heard the music playing, you said that ain't Bahamian. But when you heard the vocalist, you knew without a doubt that's a Bahamian boy. And he's singing a Bahamian love song. Because that's how Bahamian by them sound when they sing in a love song to their woman. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, Miss Taylor has got to go. She's leaving us. Miss Taylor, thank you so much. Tell the people again how to get to Spotlight Lounge and when to be there.
Okay, so Spotlight Lounge is open Wednesday to Sunday, 7 to midnight. And you just go around the Coral Harbor roundabout. Once you get to that roundabout, you're going to exit onto Adelaide Road, not Adelaide Village, Adelaide Road. And we are simply the sixth building on the left.
There you go. Absolutely. Bring your talent. Bring and your good attitude to support.
Any price for that?
There's no cover unless we have a very special event going on. But usually for our shows, each night there's no cover. We have a chef that will knock you off of your feet. The service is second to none. The ambience is wonderful. Mm-hmm. You have to experience it yourself. It's difficult for me to explain to you. You have to come there and see it for yourself.
It's like a mini Blue Note.
Yeah.
If you've been,
you don't feel like you're in the Bahamas when you go into that little space.
Yeah. It's just like that. It's very intimate, cozy, and...
And welcoming and inclusive.
What you mean is you transport it not to another place, but to another time when the Bahamas was the hit spot for musicians around the world. They made their way to the Bahamas to record. And it wasn't because the electricity was the best. We know that. It's because that they could create in a pool of talent because all of the talented people wanted to be in the Bahamas amongst the other talented people. That's what, say, iron sharpen iron.
Yes.
Right? And that's what that was
and
about.
Those were our influences, you know, and they caused us to have a certain standard in the industry that we've lost over the years. Yes. But I just want to say before I leave, Gift and Jelen came to us years ago when we did the same similar thing. We asked young artists to come out. Gifton came out. His teacher, Edwin Godet, sent him to us because she just figured, you know, this guy is into jazz and this is the jazz spot. We were at Jacaranda.
Yeah.
He came out and I've seen that boy blossom, that young man now, blossom from a very immature young to a world-class musician.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and what did it take? It took a community right here to circle ourselves around him and then support him as he went off.
Yes.
Yes.
In any way we could, you know. So this is what we do, and this is what we all need to do as musicians.
Before you leave, please put your number in Mr. Newry's book so that we could call you back. I would like to have a jazz concert at Guardian Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we
it's somewhere in the month of July for Independence. Because the list goes on. Mm-hmm. I have on track here by Adrian De Aguilar, my good cousin. And then the ensemble that he's put together of string instruments is just fantastic. And then I'm going to let you all know what my motive is. I like fusions. I like to hear jazz remakes of Bahamian classics.
Nice.
And Bahamian remakes of jazz classics. But Gifton, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing today?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good, thank you. Where are you hanging your horn today? Where are you?
I'm in New York City right now. A couple of days ago. I just want to thank y'all for having me. Thanks to, you know, Miss Naomi for, you know, giving me an introduction. It's good to be here.
And so what are you doing with your career? Where has your music taken you?
Oh, I'm so grateful to be able to, you know, go around and play. I've been working in New York City, and then also depending on, you know, some of the collaborations I've been doing with artists here. I recently was in Boston. I did a show there. It just depends on, you know, where people are booking me these days.
Mm-hmm.
It can go anywhere from any States to Canada or Europe sometimes throughout the year. It's just amazing to be able to travel and to do what I love, you know.
When you say travel and do what you love, what you mean is you have been able to make a career out of making music?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been slowly going out, touring, you know, recording music in New York City, you know, working with other people like Wynton Marsalis, Jean Baptiste, Nicholas Payton. I've also had a chance to work with people like Roy Hargrove before he passed. So it's truly been a blessing since I, you know, got here and I went to Juilliard for about 4 years.
Okay.
Prior to that.
Now, is there a struggle, as an artist, right? Is there a struggle, a tension between making music, your own music, right? And performing the work of the greats, right? Like, is there a tension there for you as a comedian, right? There's always a tension, like wanting to be funny like these other guys, and then funny.
That's such a good question, because I think that there's definitely a balance. And for me, when I first started, you know, coming into the scene, I think people want to see that you are able to, you know, channel the greats before you. And I think at this point, I've come into a point where I've been also writing my own original music. So my first album was some of my original music and some standouts. So, like, you know, American standards, people, songs that people know.
Mm-hmm.
And the album that I have coming out is actually going to be all my original, you know, compositions.
Okay.
And so I do think that it definitely takes time, but I do think if you put in the work in terms of making sure that the original work, you know, is connected to the greats before you, and it has something that's truly unique to you, then people can receive it for, you know, for what it is, and that's something that's authentic.
Right. I think the Bahamas should create its own genre of music, like a category called covers, right? And I think the Bahamas should develop, like, we make great music originals, but when their finger on your composition, mm-hmm. when they decide that they're going to do it up, it's just we do something fabulous to other people's songs.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Is there a space for the Bahamian artists, right? Like, we are chameleons. You could do it, but we could do it better. And do you think the world is ready for that?
I was just talking about that in the show we did recently for the Bahama Rock concert, where mm-hmm. I was talking about how we Bahamians, we just have such special things to offer to the world. Sometimes I do think that we don't realize how... Mm-hmm. how special it is, you know, if we spent more time actually applying that and, you know, going out and coming out to these places and showing people what we got, then I feel like there's going to be a whole shift where people are going to start, you know, really putting their attention to the music that's coming out of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we have that's a possibility. That's a possibility. I feel like people like Sela, Adrian D'Aguila, mm-hmm. you know, Miss Naomi Taylor, a lot of the music that they're making can be recorded and can also be, you know, shipped to kind of market as well. So there's so many possibilities. I'm so excited because we actually are starting this process right now. There's a lot of music that's going on, a lot of musicians, like young musicians that are going off to school and that are, you know, bringing that music over there as well. So the process, mm-hmm. I think the seed is planted. I think the more people see that there's a possibility for the international kind of market, then we all just start to really win and see that, oh, this is a path. Mm-hmm. I think people just need to see that.
I think we are sort of, because we don't have an inclusive perspective, we miss out on a lot of potential, right? I like when you said the word ship, I said, look here, because there's a cruise ship coming here every other day. I would, as a part of my new tourism product, I would have a review of all covers made by Bahamians, right?
Yes,
every classic American, every song Americans raised their bears to, because, you know, today is Independence Day. Don't think I forgot you. Every song that they raise a bear to, a Bahamian has covered it, and we're going to perform it for you when you come here to visit us, right? And I think that is, you could have a full month and not play the same song.
Mm-hmm, well, who would lead that charge, Aaron? Would that be done by the Ministry of Tourism or done by the musicians in general?
Well, I think it would have to be a collaboration between the two musicians' unions, the BEMU.
And the United Artists Bahamas.
And United Artists Bahamas, right? That they would have to be the center of the collab, and then the Ministry of Tourism would have to be a liaison and a support to provide some support. But the liaison between the artists' unions and the various entities who would want to allow their guests to be entertained by us. So from hotels to cruise ships to even mega charters. Because if you come in on a charter, you got 2 hours, you may want to go and see that show. Mm. And then jump back on the ship and head out. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to add to that. It's really, to me, all it takes is 3 things. Unity, courage. I need it for the musicians. There's so many beautiful Bahamian musicians. Once we come together, and it really ain't as hard as we think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once we come together and we bring the idea to the table of where all these big shots are, and we bring it to them, we say, hey, look, this is who we are, and this is what we want to do. Have the courage to say, listen, we confident in what we do. Man, I really believe they would they would put us forward and have us do it. It just takes unity.
Absolutely, because the taxi drivers are looking, and the tour operators are looking for things for their tourists to do. Could you imagine a music tour where there are five stops across New Providence, from the Spotlight Lounge all the way to the old Juju Tree Club? Let me just say, put up a prayer for the memory of the Juju Tree Club that used to be slamming in Johnson Road, by the way, right? But all of these spots, a music tour throughout the day, the spaces are transformed so people feel like they walked into a nightclub in the daytime.
And listen, it don't even have to only be that. You could have a little booth on the side where we say, look, this is what it is, explain what it is, and show how you scrape.
Yes, and let them play.
Man, that would be a beautiful
quick
game.
Recording, throw it on a USB, put it in their pocket for $5, and they have an experience that is unique and custom to them.
A taste of the Bahamas, man.
Yes, absolutely. Look here, gifting.
Hey.
You are gifted. Look at the ideas that spark, man.
This is exactly what we're talking about. I think we need to have more conversations. We need to have more opportunities for a lot of Bahamians, a lot of Bahamian musicians to actually have these conversations, because these are the conversations that are going to take us further along and to actually give us the solutions we're looking for, because that's all it takes, honestly.
Yes, sir. Because investing in jazz is investing in Bahamiana, right? Don't think of it from an exclusive, if I invest in jazz, well, how much money will I have to invest in Rake and Scrape? We ain't doing nothing for the Rake and Scrape artists. Realizing that all the Rake and Scrape artists come from a jazz foundation. They come from a classic foundation.
And sure, I know that you and Ayumi have a career as jazz artists. Isn't the thought that the money is in Rake and Scrape and Bohemian songs, right? You see them at the with the regattas, right?
Well,
but I'm not sure if I am familiar with any jazz festival here where Bohemians are playing and singing all the time.
Well, they had one in Eleuthera every year. I've not had the opportunity to go to that. But I can tell you, anywhere where there's live performance, there should be money made. Okay, most of my time in the industry was spent over at Atlantis. Okay, I started from, they had five twins. I sang with Tony Seymour at, what's the place
Pretty
called?
Blue Eyes, Tony Seymour?
Not the daddy, the son.
Junior,
yes.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh, I sang with him. I did the Coral Towers lobby at Atlantis. I've done every major hotel. But most of the time I was hired to do a lot of the functions.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you do functions, you make far more money.
Yes.
So times I didn't have, say, the recognition per se that everybody had, but the musicians knew me. You know, when I first started, I started out actually by chance. I come from a family that is very talented vocally.
Mm-hmm.
So my family, if we got together, we could form a mass choir. I have a cousin, she's in the gospel arena. She's doing her thing. She's done her songs, and it's, you know, she's had several awards and stuff. Shara J. She and I are the only two in our family who are really out there.
Sarah J?
Shara.
Shara J.
Yes.
Okay.
She and I are the only two in our family who are more or less doing it out there in the public. Me, I kind of really stepped back from it about 14 years ago when I had my son.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends, they were like, man, Sherelle, you sure you want to do this? I'm like, listen, I need a break. But you know, music is like a drug.
This time,
you
baby, get the best lullabies. You keep all the lullabies for your little baby.
Listen to me, because I started out singing with, and here's how I got to singing. I started singing, I started COB, so this is like me at 17, right? I started COB. And I got this little job on the side to make a couple little dollars doing T-shirts and stuff like that. And after hours, the place where I worked, Dwayne Hyler, he had his little studio. He and Spider worked and did some stuff. I don't know if you remember Spider from Page 99. Andrew Spider Smith, he played keyboard with Page 99 back in the day. And Spider, they worked, and one day I was waiting for my boyfriend to pick me up from work, and he took so long, and the Dwayne had this group of guys, rappers in there, and he was like, do you do
You sing? I said, no, I don't do rap. He said, well, what kind of song do you sing? I said, I'm a huge Anita Baker fan. You play any of her songs, I could do it. So he had me start singing No One in the World. Mm-hmm. And as I sang No One in the World, he started dropping the beat to it.
Yeah.
So from there, I ran into singing reggae.
Yeah.
And performing with the Far Eye Troopers.
We have to close out this segment of the show. If y'all are able to sit in the studio, I want to talk politics, but we got to talk sense. We got to continue this conversation into the next hour. Producer, crank up that music. I need y'all to hear perhaps one of the best covers ever. Again, the Bahamas has won the Music Olympics. Jay Mitchell covered Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton. And I can't even remember her duet.
Kenny Rogers,
there you go. They can't do it no more. This song belongs to Jay Mitchell. Islands in the Stream. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned because we're going into Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newey at 11 a.m. Stay tuned.
I can't live without you if the love is strong. Everything is nothing if you got no one. You just walk in the night, slowly losing sight. To us if we got no doubt. Too deep in love, we're out. And my message is clear. This can be the year for the real thing.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.